Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's see, was it persimmon colored or flaming ruby red or Nancy Reagan red? Some of the attempts to describe the gown worn last night by First Lady Michelle Obama at the inaugural balls. And what about the coat she wore earlier? Was it made out of men's ties or from the material? And were those boots or leg warmers? They were custom made, worth $1,000, but she paired them with $40 gloves from J. Crew. According to a study from the Stern School of Business, she drives up mass market sales whenever she wears things like that. Eric Wilson writes in the New York Times that the second inaugural was as much an occasion for celebrating the First Lady's style as it was for the president's second term. Why is that? Kate Betts is author of Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Kate, first, your thoughts when she came out in that, how would you describe it, red dress?
Well, I definitely would describe it as ruby. I thought it was beautiful. I did flash Nancy Reagan red in my mind for a second just because I thought the color was so powerful. I mean, red is a power color. It's also a symbol of happiness and luck. And I thought it was a great choice because she does wear color so beautifully. What was different about that dress, though, is it wasn't Nancy Reagan red in the sense that the fabric was so interesting and shiny. There was a kind of Devore velvet texture to it, and it was very layered, and it was soft and romantic. And I think that's something that really characterizes this First Lady more than many others is, you know, she is a wife and a mother, and it's this romantic story of her and her husband, and last night definitely captured that.
Well, you were waiting to see what she would wear, and so were all the designers who submitted, I guess, 15 dresses to her. It was Jason Wu's design who was picked. He was, of course, the designer she vaulted to stardom when she wore his dress 4 years ago. He spoke this morning on the Today Show.
Yeah, I think I really had to go with my instinct and go with what I thought was really going to represent her to the best of my ability.
Every First Lady makes an impression whether she wants to or not in the things she says and the causes that she backs and also very subtly in the style that she presents. And I think that that has always been true. And I think that some First Ladies really embrace that part of the job and others shy away from it. And those that shy away from it risk losing a certain legacy, because we remember them in many ways, like it or not, for their style.
Well, and then people raise questions about that, because increasingly the First Ladies are also, as Michelle Obama is, lawyers, and they've been highly educated. And, you know, people question, wait, is this what they should be known for, their fashion? And especially if it's the first African-American First Lady. Robin Given, writing in the Washington Post, says, you know, there have been questions about whether or not this detracts from her. But then she quotes Michelle Ebanks, who's the president of Essence Communications, who says that all these glossy pictures of the First Lady in her outfits translate in her home into lessons to not just her daughters but her sons about dignity, self-respect, confidence, that it's not just about the silliness of fashion. It's something that's almost as important as technology, architecture, even sports in this culture.
Well, I think in our culture we have this weird notion, and it goes all the way back to the Founding Fathers, that style and substance have to occupy two separate planets. And personally, I think nothing could be further from the truth, because, you know, how you present yourself is as much an expression of who you are as what you say and how you stand and what you write. And in most other cultures, it's considered one and the same. In this culture, for some reason, fashion has sort of been mixed up with style, and fashion is really about trends. Fashion can be very frivolous because it is ephemeral. But style is about consistency. Style is about telling the same story over and over again. And in a way, that statement of, you know, using Jason Wu twice, two inaugural gowns by Jason Wu, that is a big style statement. That's consistent. That's the designer that she likes. That's the dress that she likes. So, you know, that's style. That's not fashion.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Well, what do you read into her outfits earlier in the day? More subdued, the dark blue of the Tom Brown coat ensemble, which, clarify for me, because he had been exclusively a men's designer until very recently, and we heard that the material was the same as men's ties?
The fabric that he used, which is a silk jacquard, is a fabric that's used for making silk ties. And that's interesting because it did give it a kind of crisp menswear business attire kind of silhouette. That said, you know, it was more subdued, and looking at the tableau of the First Lady entering the church with her two daughters who were dressed in those bright, beautiful colors made me think, you know, this is her statement. She's kind of receding into the background, and now it's all about the next generation of Americans. And I think she uses her style very specifically to send messages like that.
Yeah. Well, the other message that we got from her is, yes, she had this high-end designer, beautiful coat. The boots were custom made, and I guess they were several different materials, so they looked like leggings, but they were boots. But then she throws on that belt from J. Crew to say what?
Change her outfit a little bit, add a little bit of sparkle. I don't know. That's her style. The belt is her signature. That's her way of winking at, you know, all the signatures we've come to know in her first term in the White House.
Yeah, there was not just the belt from J. Crew that she threw on for the outdoor activities, but those fuchsia gloves from J. Crew.
Exactly. It makes her very accessible, and it makes her somebody that everybody can relate to. And I think that's very important to her, and I think that's very important to that position right now.
Yeah. Do you think, having, you know, immersed yourself in this, Is it about her saying, "Gee, I want to wear what's most comfortable, what I'm attracted to," or is there something else going on? Because of course, people are parsing this—not just that she was wearing Nancy Reagan red, but she stole the Republicans' color, waving the red flag at the bull. Others, you know, are speculating. The president made a very bold address yesterday. Some say much more of the progressive agenda. Ezra Klein writes in the Washington Post, he was kind of saying, "I'm president, deal with it." Was she doing some of the same thing? Is some of this calculated? Was there a message being sent?
I think that every political image is calculated, yeah. But on the other hand, I think she is a first lady who wears what she loves. She also dresses to stand out. Stealing the Republicans' color, I mean, I don't know about that. I think she wanted to make a bold gesture, and I think that she wanted to probably show that she had this sort of optimism and happiness, and that that was part of her family, and that they're still a family. And, you know what I mean? That she speaks to that story in the White House.
Interesting. The New York Times says today Michelle Obama isn't haunted by her love of designer clothes the way Nancy Reagan or Jacqueline Kennedy were. What has she done for the American fashion industry?
Well, she's done a lot. I mean, I think I've already heard that belt that she wore sold out at J. Crew as of
Darn.
Yesterday afternoon.
Darn. Fashion journalist Kate Betts, author of Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I was going to get one tomorrow. Did you know there's a network of huge refrigerated storage spaces across the country, warehouses of bananas ripening? We'll take a look tomorrow. Back in a minute, here and now.